Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is just going to be a small 30 minutes of being a dick. Yeah, it's been, we're getting into the holiday season, so we're going to start wrapping things up a little bit. And then in January, we're going to come back hard and just really start giving you stuff. But, content's going to be a little smaller from this point out, but let's see. Today is the... Okay, it's the 15th. Yeah, we're real close. We're not quite in the week of Christmas, but really close, and then I'm going to be on my vacation. Starting Saturday, I'll be on my vacation. Next Saturday, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, I'll be on my vacation. No, it would be the Saturday after that. Because, tomorrow's the 16th. Well, today would be the 16th. So it'll be right at the end of the month. December 30th, I start my vacation. So, alright, guys. We're going to just do it like that. Professor Hoff, can I borrow a moment of your time? Certainly, Miss Roberts. What can I do for you? It's about the midterms before our freshman classes. Yes, of course. What about them? I wanted to ask if you noticed anything unusual when correcting the tests. Anything unusual? No, I can't say that I have. There was a healthy mix of pass and fail. There were a couple of students who were nowhere near close to passing, and on the other side of the spectrum, a handful of students excelled. And the students who excelled, did all of their test answers seem coherent to you? Meaning? Did their conclusions seem logical for all answers? Yes, honestly, I'm unsure what you're asking me right now. Let me explain. When I corrected my tests, I came across a couple of tests that had odd answers and shared the same reasoning for multiple answers. Seeing that several answers had discrepancies while others were spot on, made me analyze the tests in detail. I suspect that these students may have cheated on the test somehow. And you want to inquire if the same students show signs of cheating on my test. Exactly. This is tough, Miss Roberts. While I don't condone cheating, students are entitled to anonymity and privacy regarding their test results. I'm not asking you to divulge the test results to me. I'm asking you to take a closer look at two of your tests and see if you can find something. Do you have their student IDs? Thank you. Good morning, fellow students. Great day, isn't it? Well, if it isn't, grim. Magnar, you seem happy. I am in excellent mood today. Thanks for noticing. Midterms are over, and it's time for a batch of brand new classes and tests to pass. I can't say I'm as happy about that, but it's nice that the midterms are over. Any new courses on your end? I have an intro to science class. Other than that, I'm still taking English and math. Oh, that's the applied chemistry class. It's a fun one. Perhaps you'd be interested in some of our knowledge, old exams, notes, and such? Yeah, possibly. Do let me know if you need something. Okay, so he's asking if you want used on notebook to check off tests. Just one. I'll be seeing you. Have a great day, Grim. Sup, ass man? What was that about? Magnar offered me to buy some of their old notes and whatnot. You don't need those. You know who to come to if you need help passing the tests, right? Oh, I forgot about all this.
Cheating.
Why are they... It's weird that they're putting all this here.
Best friend selling them stuff instead of giving them a little bit of...
Can be bought from within the minigame. Science perk timer. Longer test timer. 10% per level. So they increase the timer. We also get an English cheat.
I don't remember us ever running out of time.
We got close.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know who I'd ask if I want to cheat for sure. Don't insult me. As I told you, it's a tool for learning. If that makes you feel any better about it, sure. Well, was it you or me who cheated on the midterms? Hey, keep it down. I was, and I'm just saying. So, what's up with the shirt? I didn't know you liked anime. I'm not a weeb, mass man. I'm in it for the hentai. Oh, is he now? Good morning, class. Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed your time off after the midterms and feel energized and invigorated to continue your studies. Now let's power through until Christmas and the finals. Believe me, time will fly by even faster than it did since the start of the semester. Make sure you study hard, especially if you didn't do well on your midterm exam. How do we know if we did? Are we getting the results soon? The results will be published later this week. I need a few extra days to correct the test due to unforeseen circumstances. In the first half of the class, you've been focusing a lot on the writing aspect and how to write essays for college and communicate in writing. For the second half of the class, you'll focus more on communication and discussions of texts. You can't, of course, expect written tests. We're being nice with the finals of this class, and we'll have them before Christmas. That way, you don't have to spend your Christmas break studying and can spend it with your family or however you choose. That is, unless you have other courses to study for. Now please start discussing today's text with your partner. Gah, this book sucks! What section of it? Not the text, the book. It's too heavy. It makes it harder to hold my phone. Put it away for a while. I want to discuss the text and answer these questions with you. Even though I fear it'd be a one-sided discussion. Lay it on me, ass man. Oh, shit.
Age, and that's not four, but oh, he ain't gonna,
be. My word is, type a word to make from all the letters.
N-E-A-R, near, is for a four.
Oh, okay.
You get a.
Oh.
Gear. Deer.
Got one, got one more, Dean.
Near?
I did that.
R-A-R-E, ear.
No, it has to be four or five. Grand, anger, raged.
Can't really,
Yeah, we're about to lose it.
Oh, what are we looking for now?
Don't matter. You failed the test.
Well, I was trying to look up that thing I had on here before.
Well, yeah, we can always go back. How's it going? It's going well. Any questions so far? Yeah, but wait, shouldn't you get a cup in case you need to drink when we ask them? Will this be a reoccurring joke, or will I be able to do my job without getting teased? We had a lot of fun with you this weekend. So much fun, and we won't tease you in class for it. I had fun, too. We should do it again sometime. I regret to inform you that I won't attend any more of your parties. Halloween provided a native excuse for it with the costumes and all, but I'm sure that most students would normally mind my presence at a college party. It doesn't have to be at a college party. Jill mentioned you two party together. Oh yes, Jill and I are known for our wild parties where booze flows into the wee hours of the morning. I knew it. It was sarcasm. Oh? Yeah, fuck this glass with a fat wooden log. We're more than halfway through with it now. That's something. I miss Kathy. I think Bella's doing a great job. She's doing a great job at fucking things up. It's like she cares about her students' learning. That's the worst kind of teacher there is. In high school, they just told me I was impossible to teach and left me alone. I would have cherished it more if I'd known that was bliss. Hi, girls. Classes again, huh? Huh? Who else missed it? Not me, that's for sure. Well, I sure did, and I'm gonna rush this to my next one. See you guys. Don't forget to talk to Jill. I won't. Talk to Jill about what? Josie had asked Jill for legal help, and we wanted to fill her in on the situation. Oh? Do you guys have any time to meet up later, like afternoonish? I think it would feel best if everyone involved were there so we could discuss it. Sure, I'm there for you. When and where? I'll let you know after I've talked to Sage, okay? Ass man, what the hell is that? Huh? Are Hell Week photos? Aren't those disgusting pictures from your wall? You know, the ones with the devil mask? They are. Who would do this? Small dick. My dick isn't small. It was cold in that mall. And it doesn't help that I had to run next to Loch Ness Monster Cock. No body hair. Why would someone write this? Those pictures are less than flattering even without the text. They didn't have to write my name on it. This is an attack on all of us. I'll let the dicks know about it. Ooh! It'll help us tear down the posters. We gotta do it now, ass man. Let's split up and walk around campus. We can't. We need to be at the city lab for our lecture in 30 minutes. It's not on campus? No, they have lecture halls and laboratories over there. Rusty, look, it's me. Look, I have no time to explain, but our cocks are all over campus. You need to fix this. Looks like he beat me to it. You don't seem too bothered by it. I am, but mine's probably not as bad as what the other guy's got. Your dick is on that poster. Yeah, but it doesn't have my name on it, at least. And I'm wearing a mask. I hope that helps. I'll help remove the posters I find. Could you? Yeah, it's not a problem. I did it with Kathy's posters, too. I don't get it. Even after she quit, someone still puts them up in the hallways. Thanks, Maya. Yeah, it says right here under your name. Man-whore. Are you a whore, Rusty? Are you? Is everything there this time? Yeah, we're back where we need to be, thanks to everyone's efforts. No shortage, no surplus of anything? Nope, none. I told you, we're right on the money. And no drugs missing this time? Bitch, I told you twice, don't make me repeat it again. I'm making sure. You don't have to make sure, that's my job. Yeah, but considering you banned me for it last time, I figured I'd check one time extra. What? You told Tommy I smoke for free, and you know damn well I never did. What's going on here? Don't play dumb with me, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It was you, wasn't it? You're the one who smoked for free and then blamed me for it. That's why we were short to begin with. Watch your tongue. Tell me what happened, I deserve to know. I don't know what happened. Right, but you blame me without batting an eye. It's not Tommy's business anyway. What happened doesn't concern him. But it concerns me, and I want to see the book. The hell you will. Why? Because it would show me what I already know, that you're using and not paying for it? Because it's my book. No one touches it but me. You're fucking fooling yourself. Drop the bitch fit. Didn't you hear me say that we're back on track? I won't use you like that in the future. I only said it was you because I tried to defend myself when Tommy got mad at me. I'm not your convenient excuse. I know you're not. You're valuable to me. Without you, I couldn't do this. Do you mean it? I do. Don't you see everything I do to protect you? Can we stop fighting about this and focus on the task ahead? We're good to go now. Considering we can make up for this fast, think of the possibilities. We'll be making a fortune in no time, and we don't have to go all the way back to our usual prices. Don't do that to me again, okay? I promise. Are we good? Yeah, we're good. Hold the fuck up. What are you doing here? What does it look like I'm doing here? This is an intro class. Did you flunk it in the past? Ew, I do not flunk courses. Just because that's your frame of reference to college doesn't mean it's my reason for attendance. Then why are you here? I need the STEM credits, okay? Yeah, and this is an easy course to get that. Gotcha. Easy course my ass. I may like the prerequisites for a more advanced class, but that doesn't make this class easy. I'm confused. You're saying classes are easy since you don't flunk them, but that this class is hard for you? Is the class easy or hard, Sally? Make up your mind. Bite me. Bite sound. Ha! Poof. And if you're wondering about your clothes, I'll drop them off later. I wasn't, but that's fine. I like you more when you're nude and drunk. How you holding up? I feel raped, ass man. Raped.
The picture wasn't that bad.
Picture wasn't that bad. It didn't show your face. Someone assumed it was you. They assumed correctly. Still, it's an assumption. It's easy for you to say. They didn't write your name next to your cock. Not that it would do you anything bad if they did. They'd probably have a parade for the monument they built out of it. Couldn't they have assumed that I was the one with the big one? My comment wasn't that flattering either. I mean, I can grow body hair. But haven't we learned something from what happened to Kathy? Someone tried to make her look bad and bullied her into quitting. And now someone's trying to do the same with us for some reason. Wait a minute, do you think it's the same person doing it? It could be, right? Similar methods, or why would it be? Why would it be the same person? Because it's happened two times now, and both have been targeting us somehow. And only someone who was in our mansion could have gotten those pictures. They're on our wall, and Kathy's picture was posted from our computer. True, but a lot of people have been to our mansion, so it doesn't narrow it down by a lot. It must be someone from the Halloween party. I can feel it in my gut. First, someone makes dirty movies of me in my room, and now my average-sized penis is put on display and called small to everyone on campus. Why is this happening to me? We'll bounce back from this, bro. Welcome to Introduction to Science, Applied Chemistry, and Theory in Practice. I can see that the class consists of freshmen and older students. That's nice. For those of you who do not know me, for those of you who don't know me, I'm Professor Wilcock. Haha, cock. Haha, grow up. I'll be your teacher for the theoretical portion of this course. That means that it's me who you want to impress to get a higher grade. Haha, I'm kidding, but I'm the one grading your papers, so it's not all a joke. While I will teach you the basics of chemistry you should master at a university level, Dr. Jenkins will be in charge of the lab work. The lab portion will focus on developing your skills in calculations, measuring, and various forms of analysis. Since the class is too big for the lab, we will split the class into two groups. Make sure you sign up for one of the groups before you leave today. The lectures will primarily be me up here teaching you the theory. Make notes, a lot of them, and ask questions when you have one. Please don't be shy to interrupt me. Today we will start with atom orbitals. Fascinating stuff! Good afternoon, Mr. Robert. Good afternoon, Mrs. Roberts. Professor Hoff, I have parsed the tests at your request. Oh, thank you. Did you find anything? I did. I missed it the first time, but some lines of reasoning in one of them didn't justify the answer. That's not necessarily surprising, but when the answer was correct down to the last decimal while showing an erroneous calculation, it strikes me as odd. The cheating in the other tests wasn't as blatant, but I gave half a point for some questionable conclusions in my initial assessment. Honestly, I could have chalked it up to guesswork with this one, but it had the same exact sentence as the first test. Which could mean that someone was reading their neighbor's answers and copying them. If that's the case, I believe it's the first who cheated off the second one. Anyway, that's pure speculation. But that combined with your data makes me concerned that there is some truth to your suspicions. I believe you're onto something, but I cannot prove how they cheated on the test. And my findings are hardly sufficient to make these grave accusations. And when you add that we aren't supposed to share this knowledge with each other, As much as it hurts my academic heart, I move to let it slide this time, but also to keep a watchful eye on the students during class and future tests. Perhaps we have a chance to find damning evidence now that you've opened our eyes to it. I have to agree. Excellent. The only remaining conundrum is translating the student ID numbers into names. I have the tools for it. The library connects the student ID card to the students. Well, then let's have a look. We might as well go all the way. There it is. Anderson, huh? Such a shame. And the other one? Oh, wow. No, this must be a mistake. I'm sorry, Miss Roberts. This hurts me, too. Thank you for bringing it to my attention. If this matter becomes an issue in the future, I'll make sure to share it with you. Wow. That's not smart. Seriously? Lottery tickets? Is this your big idea? $1 million, Sage? Did you ever have that? You don't buy $1 million, moron. You buy a minuscule chance to win it. And simple probabilistic analysis will tell you that buying one ticket is the better option. When you're buying this many, you're basically throwing money away hoping to get struck by lightning. I'll show you. What's the actual plan? We'll see what Jill has to say. And does she know about you and Josie? Not yet. Are you gonna let her know, or? I probably have to, but it's tough. It's nothing against her personally, but I feel like too many people already know. Yes, and I'm not entirely sure we can trust her. We can trust her. I know it. Jill's incoming. Finally. What's he doing? He's working on a gambling addiction. It was his idea of helping. Hi, everyone. Great, we're all here, shall we? Yes, Jill, come over here. We need to fill you in. Any winners? If you help me scratch, this'll be faster. No thanks, I'll leave that excitement to you. But for real, do you have another plan, or? No, ass man, I don't have another plan. I tried thinking about one, but I come up with nothing every time. This is not as easy as you think it is. I never thought it was easy. Still, it's harder than you think. You're on the outside looking in. You're not living it. It's tough for you too, huh? I'm confused. So, you two are... Yes. That's what Dad's ultimatum was about. I didn't expect you to tell me this when you asked me for help. I thought it was something simpler. Everything about this sounds very unusual, and I don't know where to start. The first question that comes to mind is it actually a student loan? Because the way you describe it, it doesn't sound like one. It is. He said it was a student loan application. He said so? I mean, isn't any loan that will fund college technically a student loan? No, not at all. It depends on the nature of the contract. You can fund college in many different ways. For one, if it's a private loan used to fund college, it's not a student loan. Don't you know what you signed? He showed me a pile of papers and told me what they meant. Did you read the papers? No, I trusted him. Derek did it too. Where are your copies? I don't have any. Why wouldn't you have copies? Because I don't, okay? Maya. Dad had it rough when we grew up, and it's not been easy for any of us. But not in a million years did I think he'd fuck me over like this. He's the one who's supposed to care for me, the one who's supposed to teach me everything about life and protect me. I know it sounds stupid, naive, and irresponsible, but the only thing I did was to trust Dad. This is tough. I'm so sorry, Maya. Jill, do you have any ideas? I'm hardly an expert, but I can ask our family's lawyer. However, I feel that I need to bring in more information to make sense of it. I've told you all that I know. What about you, Derek? Can you add anything? I'm shamefully in the same spot as her, sort of, but not as bad. He's not threatening to take college away from me. My first thought was that we should ask someone who works here for advice. Someone who knows B&R system. Maybe there's something we're missing. And since it's a sensitive topic, I think Bella would be the one to help. And I can assure you that she can be trusted. Maya, you're already letting more people in on this. One more won't hurt. We will get to the bottom of this. You know that, right? Okay. I won! You did? I fucking won! You won $10. But I won! It's proof of concept. You spent $50 buying these. If we leave now, we can catch her before she returns home. I agree with Jill on this. It sounds peculiar. If what you say is true, that it's your father paying the school for your studies, any answers I'd possibly find wouldn't help you. On top of that, I neither have rights nor access to view those records. Have you checked your credit report? I have, but it wasn't on there last time when I checked. It's probably because it's co-signed, or maybe because it's too recent. I think it would still show. All your loans should be on it. But it's not, and I know I signed a contract for a loan. Then what I would suggest is to read the contract. I told you I don't have it. I know, but your dad has it. He has to. Would he let you view it? I fear he'd suspect that I'm up to something if I asked him to see it. He keeps it in his home office. Are you sure? Well, he keeps mine there. I saw him put it in a binder after I signed it. You need to go get that binder. I can't do that. He locks that door and brings the key with him. There's no way I could get it on my own without him noticing. What if we helped you get it somehow? Sure. Just tell me why you would be invited to my parents' house and snoop around, and we'll do it. I'm spitballing ideas here. There's no need to be like that. Thanksgiving. What about it? Derek and I are going home for Thanksgiving dinner. We can try to get it then. I'm telling you, you and me alone aren't enough to do that. I've got it. You need a beard. Why would me growing one help with that? No, not you. Maya. That would require hormones. Are you up for it? Be quiet. What if I told your dad you got a boyfriend and wanted to bring him back home for Thanksgiving? A boyfriend? He'll be overjoyed about that, don't you think? Isn't that what he wants for you? Then you distract him, sneak into his office, and get that binder. That could work. Who? Me? Could you? It has to be you. It can't be me. I think that would make things even worse. Okay, I'll do it, but will it be enough? Oh, I know. I can get a girlfriend to come too. It would be 4 against 1. We'd have enough distractions to do it easily. Any takers? It can't be me for obvious reasons. You don't like me? Derek. Don't say yes all at once. Fine, I'll do it. Yes, amazing. Does it sound like a good plan? It's a plan, at least. I'm sorry I couldn't be of any more help. Don't be. We came here without a plan and we'll leave here with one. So thank you for that. If there's anything else I can do, let me know. And Jill, thank you too. She's the one who suggested us to come here. Prim, can we talk about something in private? Sure. Prim, can you stay behind for a while? I'll wait for you outside. I'll be right with you. What's up? Why are you cheating on your midterm tests? I knew it. Fuck, how did you know? There were too many things that didn't add up with your test. So I asked Professor Hoff to investigate his exam, too. You told Professor Hoff I cheated? That was before I knew it was you. And that shouldn't even matter. Why the hell are you cheating? You're not this stupid. This'll get you into big trouble, Grim. Don't you get that? I didn't think ahead. I went to the bathroom, found some papers lodged behind the toilet tank, and started reading them. It turned out they were test answers. Test answers? The test answers? No. Not just the answers to the test, but a bunch of test questions and answers. I found a few on my test and read the answers to them. And after the math test, the same thing happened during the English test. There were papers behind the toilet tank again? Yes. Describe the papers to me. They were printed pages full of questions and answers. They weren't in any kind of order or anything. How many papers were there? I don't know. A lot. Like this much when stacked together. So, what's gonna happen to me? Huh? Am I getting expelled? Luckily for you, you didn't get caught on Philip's test. Oh. But he's keeping an eye on you from now on. He is suspicious, and if you cheat again, make no mistake, he will catch you. And if that happens, you will get expelled. And what about you? You're not going to punish me, are you? I'm not going to report you, Grim. Phew, that's good. It's not good. Do you realize what situation you've put me in? I won't do it again, or you're overreacting.
I won't do it again.
I do. I'm sorry. I won't do it again. Even so, if it was anyone but you doing this, I would have reported it. And because I care so damn much about you, I have to tarnish my professional integrity to protect you. Bella, you don't have to protect me. Go ahead and report me. I can't do that. I knew you'd be affected by me cheating on a stupid test. If I knew you'd be affected by me cheating on a stupid test, I wouldn't have done it. I'd rather face the consequences than hurt you like that. You don't need to cheat, Grim. You're smarter than this. What if I'm not? College isn't that easy for me. I don't understand everything they try to teach me. And I guess I'm scared to fail. That's why I cheated. When you're cheating, you're failing yourself, Grim. What if you make it through college like that? Every day for the rest of your life, you'll look back at college wondering if you could have done it without cheating. How do you know? Because I copied the answers from a neighbor on a test in college. It was during my freshman year, too. I had partied too much and neglected my studies, and when I wrote the test, I didn't know the answers to half the questions. I panicked, glanced to my right, and copied everything I could see from Jessica. I passed the test barely, but I wouldn't have passed if I hadn't copied her answers, and I've regretted that ever since. And that's what I hope you'll do, too. Lesson from this mistake, Grim. That's all I'll ask of you. If this happens again, you'll leave me no choice. So, how are you? Not well. I don't know where to start. I saw the posters on campus today. Yeah, those. It sucks. Someone is spreading the pictures we have on a wall in the mansion. Maybe you saw them at Halloween? No, I didn't. I mean, I think I saw some of the pictures, but I didn't pay attention to them until today. I'm sorry they spread like that, but it's not why I'm bringing them up. There was this one picture that caught my eye, and I need you to be honest with me. This one is from our mansion, isn't it? That's Tybalt's bed. Yeah, you called it. It's Hell Week thing at the Dicks. And those masks, they look like burglars, don't they? It led me to think about a break-in we had at the start of the semester, when two burglars entered our mansion and stole things from us. This was during the time you had your Hell Week. Is there anything you'd like to tell me? I'm sorry, it was before I knew you. Grim. We had to do it for Hell Week. They wanted us to take funny pictures in Tybalt's room. And we had to enter your mansion through your room. Your window was open. And you stole from me and Tybalt. What? No. Wait. Derek stole Tybalt's mountain deer head. And oh, I may have taken some of your money, but it was only a few dollars and they were just lying there. Wasn't a lot. Are you justifying the amount you stole from me? And just because something lies there, it's okay to take it? No, fuck, of course not. I don't know why I did that. I didn't think clearly, I was high on adrenaline, I'll pay you back. It's not about the money, Grim, it's more about the underwear you stole and the feeling you left me feel.
Underwear?
I had trouble sleeping because I felt like my privacy was violated. No, I never did that. Oh, wow. No, I never did that. Tybalt must have stolen those. Oh, Grim. I'm telling you the truth. When we were escaping through your window, we saw Tybalt in your room. It looked like he was smelling underwear from your dresser. He saw us and called on security, not that he'd ever admit that. Jill, you have to believe me. I did a shitty thing because of Hell Week, and I should have told you sooner, but part of me wanted to forget about it. And after getting to know you, I didn't think it mattered anymore. I didn't steal your underwear. Come on, you can't believe that. With everything Tybalt has done to you and me, you have to see through him by now. I thought I knew you too, Grim, and I don't get it. You do good things, you do bad things, and right now I don't know what to believe. You can ask Derek if you want. He'd tell you the same story because he was there with me. Jill, I'm sorry. Fuck.
Pissing everybody off.
Yep. Well, it's time. It's straight up 4 a.m. So we're done with being a dick for now, guys, and we're gonna do a little bit more on the 22nd. And maybe the 29th? Because I don't leave till Saturday.
What are you... Oh, your thing every year.
Yeah. So maybe we can do... Yeah, we'll be able to do some more. But at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out, and I'll see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more Being a Dick. Stay tuned.